We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, benevolent viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asopata Borica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, China will allocate $33 billion to protect the nation's woodlands. In animal welfare news, a Canadian shelter helps beautiful parrot friends regain their physical and emotional health. In cultural news, Bhutan gets some help to preserve precious Buddhist wall paintings. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 18th, is the National Day of the Gambia, celebrating its achievement of self-rule in 1965. Adjacent to Senegal in the North Atlantic Ocean and located along the Gambia River in West Africa, the Gambia has several natural protected areas. Among them are the Bijilo Forest Park, Abuko Nature Reserve, and River Gambia National Park, which contains a refuge for hippopotamuses and a chimpanzee rehabilitation center. In addition, throughout the Gambia, there are more than 500 species of birds. Today is also National Democracy Day in Nepal, commemorating events on this day in 1951 that began the country's democracy. Lumbini is the birthplace of Lord Buddha and is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization or UNESCO World Heritage Site. Situated between China and India, Nepal is the location of two national parks that are UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Royal Siwan is the home to the last Nepalese population of the great one-horned Asian rhinoceroses. Sagarmatha includes Mount Everest, the world's highest point. We wish the people of the Gambia a wonderful National Day and the residents of Nepal a fantastic National Democracy Day.
Fly-in news. Storms deluge Australia as Tropical Cyclone Carlos brought heavy rains and strong winds to Darwin in Australia's Northern Territory on Wednesday night, February 16th. Officials announced the closure of the Darwin Airport as well as schools and popular tourist spots. The Category 1 cyclone damaged or flooded dozens of homes with numerous trees and power lines downed amidst gale force winds reaching 110 kilometers per hour. By Thursday, 1,000 houses remained without electricity and several low-lying areas were submerged, with a number of roads still blocked.
The cyclone's heavy precipitation also brought Darwin's rainfall to an all-time record of 838 millimetres for the month of February. To the south, the state of Victoria, which is still recovering from severe flooding in January, was placed on alert Thursday after having been swept by heavy thunderstorms that triggered flash floods across Melbourne overnight. In the most recent deluge, the State Emergency Service rescued dozens of motorists as roads became inundated and received 325 calls for assistance in eastern and southeastern suburbs. Rail service was also delayed, while power lines were downed in Dandenong.
Upon hearing of these distressing conditions, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her love and heartfelt prayers as she asked that our association members please check with local officials to see if assistance is required, saying that financial aid is available for urgent needs. She also asked that they go, if possible, to comfort the worst affected.
Our thankfulness for the endeavors of the officials and personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving concern. May such intense weather events subside as humanity strives for gentler and more eco-balancing ways.
Earthquakes jolt Chile, Germany, El Salvador, Indonesia, Formosa or Taiwan, and Japan. Before dawn on Monday, February 14th, a powerful earthquake measuring 6.6 on the Richter scale struck offshore of Maule region in central Chile, 70 kilometers northwest of Cauquenes, hours after the nation had been struck by a series of strong tremors near Concepcion, the site of the devastating quake 1 year ago. In Europe, western Germany was rattled by a rare 4.8 magnitude temblor Monday afternoon, centered 6 kilometers east of Koblenz. Also, that afternoon in El Salvador, a quake measuring 4.3 on the Richter scale struck 30 kilometers south of La Libertad. On Monday evening, Indonesia was shaken by a magnitude 5.5 quake centered off eastern Java, 212 kilometers southeast of Jember.
The next day, a temblor measuring 5.4 on the Richter scale rumbled undersea south of Formosa or Taiwan, its epicenter 170 kilometers southeast of Kaohsiung. That night, Sulawesi, Indonesia, experienced a powerful 6.1 magnitude temblor 155 kilometers northeast of Palopo. Three undersea tremors then struck off the coast of Japan, the first of magnitude 4.8 occurring 75 kilometers southeast of Naha, Okinawa, followed by 5.2 and 5.1 magnitude quakes off the east coast of Honshu. Fortunately, no significant damage or injuries were reported for any of these events, nor were any tsunami warnings issued. We are relieved to hear of the safety of those in the quake-rattled areas and pray that the world may be protected from such potential dangers through our efforts to more kindly care for all co-inhabitants of the Earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Sudan offers food aid to Ethiopia. The government of Sudan is donating a second batch of 5,000 tons of sorghum grain to provide sustenance to the Ethiopian people. A memorandum of understanding was signed by representatives from both countries as well as the United Nations World Food Programme, which will be helping distribute the grain to recipients. Ethiopian delegates conveyed their country's thanks to Sudan for such gestures and also for the welcome provided in the past to Ethiopian refugees. We are thankful and heaven bless Sudan's kindness toward neighboring Ethiopia, as well as the UN World Food Programme's facilitating aid. Through helping each other, may the gentle-hearted Sudanese and Ethiopian people be graced with ever-expanding fulfillment and peace.
United Nations urges governments to curb harmful alcohol use. With more deaths occurring globally each year from conditions related to alcohol consumption than all that are caused by HIV, AIDS, or tuberculosis, the United Nations World Health Organization, or WHO, is calling on governments to save lives through increased preventive measures. According to the organization's Global Status Report on Alcohol and Health, an estimated 2.5 million people succumb to alcohol-related fatalities annually, with this damaging substance being the catalyst, if not the direct cause, of 60 different types of disease and other unfortunate incidents, including cirrhosis of the liver, epilepsy, poisonings, road traffic accidents, violence, and several cancers.
Preventive policies include taxing alcohol to reduce drinking, decreasing available outlets, and enforcing measures to prevent underage drinking and driving. Dr. Shekhar Saxena, director of WHO's Mental Health and Substance Abuse Department, said,
"Alcohol now is the third leading factor for risk to health, and it is a major contributor to deaths and disability."
Our thanks, Dr. Saxena and World Health Organization, for encouraging governments to care for fellow citizens by removing the harms of alcohol consumption. We look forward to the day that our world is alcohol-free for the health, safety, and happiness of individuals and families everywhere.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol.
2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide.
In Australia alone, 70% of adults are negatively impacted by another's drinking, with 43% affected by physical or verbal abuse. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' alcohol and drug use. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion US dollars in the United States, $210 to $665 billion US dollars globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum.
Liver disease, cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage, organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects. Children afflicted by anxiety and depression. Mental retardation. Fetal alcohol syndrome. Stunted growth. Facial deformity. Sudden infant death syndrome. Miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse. 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones. 30% of cases. Violent acts. 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides. 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
6 Colombians freed. The International Committee of the Red Cross confirmed that the last two of 6 men being released over the past 2 weeks were freed unharmed on Wednesday, February 16th, as agreed by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. The group in December last year pledged to set free 5 persons as a humanitarian gesture, with one more decided recently. Former Colombian Senator Piedad Córdoba assisted in the mediation process to ensure the men's safe freedom, while Brazil offered the use of 2 helicopters to airlift them from remote jungle locations. With some who were detained for periods of more than 2 years, the 6 Colombians released were Councilman Marcos Baquero, Councillor Armando Acuña, Mr. Henry Lopez Martinez, Police Officer Carlos Alberto Ocampo, Police Chief Guillermo Solaceno, and Corporal Celine Antonio Valderrama. All were initially reported to be in good condition and were scheduled to undergo extensive medical checkups. Christophe Benny, the head of the Red Cross delegation, said, "We are pleased that the families can be with their loved ones after waiting so long. We join in thankfulness for the safe freedom of the 6 men and are grateful for the assistance of the International Committee of the Red Cross, former Senator Córdoba, and Brazil. Wishing the 6 men joyful celebrations of life and many happy moments in the loving company of family and friends, and that harmony will prevail in the beautiful land of Colombia."
High-tech prosthetic arm controlled by thoughts. Researchers at Northwestern University in Illinois, USA, have modified a system that now provides the ability to control prosthetic limbs over a wider range of movements using the mind. The scientists studied Mr. Jesse Sullivan, who became the first patient to receive a bionic arm 8 years ago that connected nerves from an amputated arm site to his chest muscles. Using this new system, when Mr. Sullivan thinks of the motion he wishes to make in his chest muscles, the nerves receive the commands, which are then interpreted by a computer and translated into the desired movement by the prosthetic limb. While control of nerves is normally lost over time after amputation, Mr. Sullivan's signals appear to be strengthening. Lead researcher Nate Bunderson explained, "If you transfer the nerves to healthy muscles, then you can amplify the brain signals used to control the arm. We can use those signals to control the device." Many thanks, Mr. Bunderson and colleagues at Northwestern University, for this remarkable development. Blessed be such medical advancements in enhancing the lives of people worldwide.
Save our planet. Global food prices rise to dangerous levels. Stating that prices are 29% higher than 1 year ago, with increases of 15% over the past 4 months alone. The World Bank has issued an alarm as it notes that food costs currently are only 3% lower than the peak prices of June 2008, when food riots had erupted across the developing world. The largest recent increases have been seen in global wheat prices, which doubled from June 2010 to January 2011, while the price of maize jumped a sharp 73%, and higher prices placed on sugar and cooking oils, as well as vegetables in China and India, and beans in some African nations.
According to a research at the World Bank, the recent food price hikes have thrown another 44 million people into extreme poverty. I feel we've now entered a danger zone.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization has indicated that the recent upward direction in prices has come from a combination of factors, including increased consumption of meat and dairy products, speculative trading, soil erosion, food crops used for biofuels, and decreased or failed harvests due to climate change effects such as water scarcity. Prolonged widespread drought in northern China, for instance, caused wheat crop failures that recently sparked concerns about the impact on global food prices.
If China were ever to have to import a large amount of wheat, global prices for the grain would surge and add to the strain already being felt worldwide. Shanghai-based agriculture analyst Li Qiang of Rabobank noted that not only China's drought, but also other disasters in late 2010 have driven up global wheat prices, such as floods in Australia, drought in Russia, and an unusually early frost in Canada.
Our thanks, World Bank and United Nations, for these reports alerting us to the potential crisis of escalating food prices and global food security. Let us work together to implement solutions that ensure sustainable food supplies for all who are in need.
During an October 2009 video conference in Hong Kong, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the interrelated issues of food production and climate change, explaining the cost-saving solution for both areas.
A lot of the news today is not very good due to the effects of global warming. We hear about glaciers melting, water becoming more scarce, raising food shortages, rising food prices with over 1 billion people going hungry every day, and so on and so forth. The food price is getting higher and higher nowadays. As it has already been mentioned, recent research shows that more than 50% of emissions which heat up our planet, which put our lives in danger, are from livestock industry. Now, the meat industry is not a very lucrative business. With very high production costs for electricity, water, and grains have to be wasted to produce the same amount of so-called food, which is replaceable and better. We have better food than meat. I don't know how difficult can it be to replace a piece of meat with a piece of tofu or a piece of vegetable protein. It looks the same, it tastes even better, cheaper anyway, and good for your health. The solution is at hand for each and every one of us, which is simply to forego animal products and become vegan. One small change is no big deal.
As calls for improved opportunity, human rights, and government intensify unrest in several countries and Bahrain, where at least 6 deaths have been reported with many people injured, including doctors and nurses attempting to reach the wounded, global leaders are urging the governments to listen to the voice of the people and respect their rights to express their opinions, while also calling for all sides to refrain from violence to citizens and journalists, including UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, US President Barack Obama, US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, US Department of Defense spokesperson Colonel Dave Lapan, British Foreign Secretary William Hague, British Junior Foreign Minister for the Middle East Alastair Burt, French Foreign Minister Michel Alliot-Marie, and the Iranian Foreign Ministry.
As Libyans engage in protest marches across the country, calling for freedom and a new government, at least 14 deaths have been reported, with many more injured. The European Union, France, and United Kingdom are calling for non-violence on all sides, as they request that the government to respect basic human rights of expression and allow the voices of the people to be heard.
Hundreds of Palestinians gather peacefully in the West Bank city of Ramallah, calling for reconciliation between the Palestinian Fatah and Hamas groups towards a goal of national reunification, while Fatah legislators ask President Mahmoud Abbas to initiate talks among all parties.
Following the death of 2 Yemeni protesters in the southern port city of Aden, concern is expressed by leaders such as European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, who calls for all sides to refrain from violence, as a group of influential Yemeni clerics states that a transitional unity government is needed, with non-ruling political party members appointed to key cabinet positions and democratic elections to be held within 6 months.
As tensions rise following forceful suppression of street protesters in Iran by security personnel, international leaders, including European Parliament President Jerzy Buzek, British Foreign Secretary William Hague, the German government, U.S. National Security Advisor Thomas E. Donilon, and U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton commend the courage of the Iranian citizens as they call for restraint in the use of violence while emphasizing the people's right to peaceful demonstration.
Demonstrations by thousands of people from northern Iraqi Kurdistan to southern Wasit province have left at least 5 people dead and dozens injured, with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki emphasizing the importance of protesters' calm and non-violence in making what he affirms are their legitimate calls for government reform and improved services.
Peaceful protesters in Jordan's capital Amman and its second largest city Irbid call for the dissolution of the cabinet and lower house of parliament, along with constitutional reform leading to greater democracy and economic improvements.
Save our planet. To help protect the country's future, Prime Minister Nguyen Tuong Yeom of OLAC of Vietnam urges for immediate measures at the national and local levels to counter climate change, including building sea levees, protecting forests, and developing clean energy sources.
Save our planet. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in the USA rescues more than 800 endangered green sea turtles washed onto the shore, immobile from a period of cold, with personnel who warm and rehabilitate the marine animals before returning them safely to the sea.
Save our planet. As an extreme Arctic cold wave grips parts of Russia, fish in the ponds of St. Petersburg become desperate for oxygen, with many perishing as their watery environment turns to rare ice.
Hello, it's me, Sombo the Sloth, along with my great brother Samba. and we are following a yummy plant-based diet.
We'd like to share a tip for safe online purchasing.
You can check if a site is secure by looking for a small key or padlock icon on the page.
This indicates the page is encrypted, a way to protect the information you enter. Another thing to look for is in the URL.
If it begins with HTTPS, it's a secure page.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the weather around the globe.
In environmental news, China will boost its efforts in protecting the nation's woodlands. Between the year 2011 and 2020, China will allocate $33 billion for afforesting 5.2 million hectares of land with a goal of sequestering 416 million tons of CO2. It is part of the Natural Forest Protection Program, which began in 2000 and has already succeeded in increasing forest area by 10 million hectares. Key regions of conservation include the upstream of the Yangtze and Yellow Rivers, the middle reaches of the Yellow River, as well as the forest in northeast China, Inner Mongolia, and some of Hubei province. Our heartfelt salute China for taking care of the precious life-giving forest. May these wise measures be combined with widespread adoption of the earth-saving organic vegan diet for a bright future for all.
In animal welfare news, a Canadian shelter helps bird friends regain their health. World Parrot Refuge on Vancouver Island, British Columbia, provides a lifelong home to approximately 800 rescued avian friends. Some are recovering after having been mistreated, given illegal drugs, or being exposed to smoke. However, with loving care over time, many of the sensitive parrots again flourish in physical and emotional well-being. Bravo, World Parrot Refuge, for your devotion to these intelligent and charming beings. May all exquisite messengers of the divine live in happiness and safety on our shared ecosphere. For their noble work, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the World Parrot Refuge with the Shiny World Compassion Award and $20,000. Up next on Noteworthy News, precious 17th century Buddhist war paintings in Bhutan are studied for careful restoration. We're going to sit in silent meditation to be with God. Stay tuned for more illuminating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helping news for a cooperative world. In cultural news, Bhutan is assisted in preserving precious Buddhist wall paintings. Restoration experts from the Kyoto Institute of Art in England have spent 3 years collaborating with Bhutan's Department of Culture to document approximately 50 of the artworks. They have been found within 200 temples and date back to about the 17th century. Ms. Lisa Shikidi, leader of the project, said, "They have a rich glow to them. There is so much gold and so much detail to them. The purpose of the research is to be able to understand how best to preserve them. Our best wishes, Bhutan, on conserving this incredible part of your rich Buddhist heritage. Also, many thanks, Ms. Lisa Shikidi and the Kyoto Institute of Art for your valuable help. May your combined efforts meet with great success, enabling present and future generations to appreciate these timeless spiritual artistic expressions."
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Hebrew entitled The Spy.
גנב, לא כל כך חכם, נשלח לווילה יוקרתית לרגל לשוד שיבוצע בעתיד. ממחק הוא ראה שתי בחורות צעירות מבצעות הרכב פסנתר בסלון. כשהוא חזר למנהיג, הוא אמר, "אנחנו לא צריכים לשקול לשדוד את הבית הזה, כי אין להם הרבה כסף. אני ראיתי ממש שני אנשים בפנים משתמשים יחד בפסנתר."
And now for our viewers' hotline on Let Food Be Our Medicine, Dr. Brian Clement of the Hippocrates Health Institute on Healthy Living.
Thanks for showing this. Upsikla from Aruba.
Positive Upsikla. Nice to hear from you. Dr. Brian Clement, the director of the Hippocrates Health Institute, is so knowledgeable and experienced. His work with people coming to the Institute has clearly shown that adopting the vegan diet is the best way to achieve vibrant health of body and mind. Wishing you and the kind people of Aruba to flourish in body, mind and spirit.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May all be graced with compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The leaders of seven main religions in South Korea gathered together with Gyeonggi Provincial Governor Kim Moon-soo to promote cooperation and harmony among their faiths.
Saudi Arabia's female branch in Riyadh Chamber of Commerce and Industry welcomes an Azerbaijani female delegation to discuss cooperation and trade relations.
With support from the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, Kenya's Ministry of Education launches a child-friendly school manual to provide guidelines in areas such as safe learning environments designed to improve the quality of education for children.
Representative of Kuwait Science Club Forum, Mariam Al-Jawan, is the first Kuwaiti woman to participate in a scientific expedition to Antarctica as she travels with 90 other scientists, researchers, and students to explore this remote part of the world.
Developed by US-based Second Sight, an artificial retina implant called Argus 2 works with a tiny computerized video camera and transmitter in a pair of glasses to bring light to the eyes of those with partial or complete vision loss, allowing them to see.
Visiting United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon meets with Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa to discuss international affairs as he also commends the Andean nation's efforts to advance human rights and democratic principles.
According to global industry analysts of the US, more people are choosing life-affirming vegetarian alternatives to animal-based gelatin, a substance used in many medicines, foods, and cosmetics.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees is clearing ground for a new camp in western Côte d'Ivoire to provide thousands of residents displaced by war with adequate shelter.
With the help from UK-based Christian Relief Agency, Tear Fund, Afghan villagers whose entire crops had been destroyed by flash floods are able to reap a successful harvest after being provided with small loans of wheat seeds and tools in time for the planting season.
Dr. Jörg-Peter Popp of Dresden, Germany, saves German Shepherd Diego from being euthanized after an accident where he was hit by a car, performing four surgeries and helping him find a loving home.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals. thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.